You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Buy those tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. It's, a little less than 2 weeks away now. Tickets are just $30. You can get them online at willag.org or by calling 800-898-1065. A dozen analysts and the Beef House. What more could you ask for just $30? Now we're joined by agricultural meteorologist World Weather's own Drew Lerner to take a look at the weather forecast. Drew, I take it that the snowfall that we've been getting is piling up pretty good, and you have some concerns in the United States. What are those?
I really do. We're in a very active weather pattern. It's been with us all winter. We've kept the ground saturated now the past few weeks across a big part of the Midwest, which isn't all that unusual for midwinter, but I'm concerned because we are putting down multiple inches of snow into the upper parts of the Midwest. I think the total snow accumulations that are supposed to occur between now and just next week at this time are going to run upwards to a couple of feet, perhaps, in parts of Wisconsin, portions of Minnesota, and some immediate neighboring areas may be catching a small part of northeastern Iowa. But there's already a lot of snow on the ground across some of this region, and putting down another couple of feet of snow on top of what we have just increases that snow melt runoff potential issue for the spring. And I'm not expecting this snow to melt very well over these next couple of weeks. So at some point in March or April, we may get a surge of warm air. Hard to believe, I know, but we may. And that may start to melt the snow pretty quickly. And at the same time, if we're going to bring a big warm-up into this very cold air mass, we're going to generate a fairly large-sized storm as well. I think the potential for serious flooding in the spring, March or April, or both, is very high. And we already have flooding that's going to delay farming activity here in March, probably across parts of the Tennessee River Basin, the Northern Delta, and maybe southern portions of the Ohio River Valley. So there's going to be a lot of reason to be watching closely what's going to take place over these next few weeks.
In South America, I take it that the rainfall, and they're finally getting some, that's improved conditions there.
Absolutely, a big turnaround for Brazil. January was less than half of normal rain for many, many areas, and so far this month, some of those areas that were so dry in January are pushing about two times the normal rainfall so far this month. Now, it's not widespread, but we've done a really good job of improving topsoil moisture. Crops have been stimulated into developing aggressively. That second season corn crop that folks were worrying about because it was being planted in the dry soil has a really tremendous potential at this point. It's really a great environment for that crop. I understand the second season cotton planting has reached a record now because of the conditions have improved so well for that crop. And then we still have the full season crops, which look like they're doing okay. Argentina, also an ideal environment right now. Yeah, we lost a little bit of crop in the northeast from excessive flooding early in January. But the rest of the country, including the bulk of the key grain and oilseed production areas, are in just tip-top shape right now, and it looks like a good balance of rain and sunshine will occur for the next 10 days as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can join us in just about 2 weeks, a little less than that, actually, at the All-Day Ag Outlook over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is just $30. Buy your tickets online right now. Don't wait. Do it today. willag.org or 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. I'm Todd Gleason.